Welcome to the Shadow Net. My name's Phil, aka Xeroth Maxima. My threat level alpha. Bad words coming. Someone might be a little sour. My extra special guest this week. You know him. Missing the cut. It's White Blade.
Fuck you. Holy shit. Ninth is not bad.
Ninth is pretty good. Look, I've bragged about coming fourth in the past in a four-man event. So, you know, ninth in more than nine is respectable.
That's so rude. Yeah, I played in APAC this past weekend.
How'd you find it?
You know, I feel like Nisei does such a good job at running. Are we allowed to still call them Nisei? I feel like...
Until they tell us otherwise, then yeah.
Have we recorded an episode since they decided to change their name?
No, we could go over that later too. Well, we could go over that now.
Yeah, the change of the name. Nisei's changing. I mean, I just want to dunk on Nisei. But
yeah,
Nisei's changing their name.
Yes, I saw this. I saw the salt. It was good. Yeah, people were pretty upset.
I just think it's sort of like, yeah. So basically, the justification is like, hey, so the term Nisei is actually kind of like racially charged. It like refers to like second generation immigrants in Japanese.
Yeah.
We don't really want to be associated with this. We don't really like it. So we're going to change our name. I think, like, I don't really have, like, strong derisive views on this, nor do I want to be painted as a fucking white ring lunatic. So I'm just going to say that, whatever, fine. It's their organization. They can choose to do whatever the hell they want.
You know? Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, it's their show. Yeah, name it whatever you want. Doesn't really affect anything. But in classic Nisei fashion, just, like, the worst timing possible.
Not having a new name is insanity to me. It's like peak amateur hour. It's like, how can you fucking publish this article and be like, we don't have a name yet? Like, what? What do you mean? Well, you should have waited until you had a fucking new name. And it's like, I don't know how long a new name's... Like, obviously, like, a new name is not, like, something you just come up with in 20 minutes. Like, I'm sure they're going to have to think about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, how the fuck can you publish this article and not have a new name? Holy shit. And even if you, like, are like, we want to communicate this a bit, you should have just had, basically, it, like, dispersed through community channels and said, like, Slack and GLC, like, hey, listen... We're looking at changing our name. Like, we'll have an article in the future when we're ready to share more information about that. Instead of like this fucking long article, it's basically like we're changing our name. We don't have a new name. Insanity. Because like, are we just supposed to call them Nisei now?
You know? I mean, until they tell us otherwise. Yeah, we'll just call them Nisei.
It's just so stupid. Like, this. I just feel like it's like a well-intentioned change, like communicated in maybe the worst way possible. Yeah. And then also, like, it's really, like, the FAQ questions. And then they're like, we're going to remaster the sets.
Which is good, because they've had mismatched backs for, like, since ever now. So, glad to see that.
I feel, the card backs thing is, like, or maybe this is probably going to get cut from the episode.
I thought I wouldn't edit this one at all. I would just shoot it out for once.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
Fucking fine. Dude, no, I'm fine with that. Like, I just feel like, in some sense, the card backs is, like, it's just like these weird random fucking flashpoints that you thought nobody cared about, but randomly a bunch of people really, really care about it. That's how I feel about it, where you're like, why the fuck do people care? But apparently a lot of people care about the card backs. Like, a lot of people. A lot of people care so much that they're willing to be absolute shitheads about it.
This is something someone brought up that I was like, what? It made me pause, is like, do you think... Because they kind of put the cart before the horse. Like, changing your name is fine, but then they really made this big deal about, like, oh, this is why, you know, with the Japanese immigrants and stuff. It seemed like they're kind of going the wrong way around. Like, just say you're changing your name to something, you know, that you own, and, you know, if there's any questions, answer it afterwards. But do you think they intentionally did it the most inflammatory way possible?
No, I think they have no fucking clue what they're doing. I think I don't think this is like some mastermind big brain play of like we're just gonna get. I think
you don't think they're doing a shadow net trying to like.
Yeah, I think they say listen to like some of the episodes of Shadow Net. We're like, oh yeah, these guys have the branding we want. We're gonna port that into fucking Nisei world.
I mean, you're welcome.
I just listen. The people at Nisei are well intentioned. I mean, these are people I know. These are people who are in the community. They're doing the best. They need to fucking take a communications 101 class. It's gotten better than it used to be, but like still, there's just the communication sometimes is brutal. I don't mean in a transparency sense. I just mean in like a controlling the message sense. You know, like there's just it just feels like fucking. And then it's like, you know. It's like so silly because it's what will happen is the Nisei like main, like the main website will like post something like this fucking a change. So calling it a change is like fucking stop jerking yourself off here. Like, come on. Like, what the fuck is this article title? This is the most dramatic. Like, I looked at this in the fucking Reddit because I got to this through Reddit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this article name? Like, why are we calling it a change? Like, this is the most, like, what is this, Days of Our Lives? Like, this is the most dramatic article name for no reason. We could have just called it, we're, like, changing our name or something.
I anyway. Like that about it. I like that they made a big deal about it.
It's like...
But I thought it was great.
It's, but I'm, like, we're not trying to... Sure, but it's like, this is an episode of a soap opera. This is real life. Like, we're just trying to...
I mean, it's real life, but it's also a children's card game. I mean, I like that they can be dramatic about it. I don't know.
I think it might be, like, maybe this article got pushed ahead of faster than it should have because of the cardbacks thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole cardbacks thing was insane to me because it's like, the discourse just got fucking destroyed because there's like a camp of people who are, like, reasonably upset about this, I think.
Yeah.
Like, fine, you can be upset about it. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a massive deal, but there's a lot of people who are like actually harassing Nisei staff over this, which is insane. Like, that's insane to me, especially
every time that happens, I'm like, come on again, children's card game.
No, but like, I'm actually shocked because it just feels like we kind of run all like, if this was like Magic the Gathering or Flesh and Blood, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense to me. Like, I understand how that could happen because the community of both those games are full of shitheads.
Oh, okay.
But I just feel like in Netrunner, like we've done a pretty aggressive job at trying to run all those people out of town.
No, but they still cling to the edges, you know?
Like Reddit?
Well, I mean, you call them pieces of shit, like pieces of shit.
I mean, I just like that Reddit is like, it's like Reddit is now painted in the public consciousness as this like hive of like scum and villainy.
I mean, it's been a while. Netrunner Reddit is dead until there's like something exciting like this.
Like these card of the day threads on Reddit are getting like 40 plus comments.
Yeah, great job to whoever revived those.
And then like, 20 of those comments every fucking card is somehow about core damage or about the card backs changing. It's insane to me.
But my core damage. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But then Nisei's still responding to those comments every time, which is what makes it 40 comments. There's like two people that comment on like, oh yeah, you know, Meryl, it's okay. You'll play an Issa. And then 30 comments about brain damage.
It's so funny because it's like, it's like you have people who are, like, deliberately being shitheads. And then, like, Nisei people who are, like, trying to engage in good faith being like, no, no, like, you just don't understand. Like,
yeah.
Like, you need to understand, like, the legacy of colonialism to, like, conceptualize why this is offensive. And these people don't fucking care. They're not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's tough because it's like, yeah. And then they're going to remaster the sets, basically.
Can I side with the shitheads for a second here and tell you my one concern about the renaming?
Sure.
Nisei's really bad at naming schemes. Like, really. I'm so scared they'll name it, like, System Circuit or something. And just confuse it with everything else.
Or, like, I can't even say that word. Web Runner. The makers of Netrunner and Nisei.
Oh. No, that'd be all right.
I just think it's, like, I also basically don't trust Nisei to name anything anymore.
I mean, they picked Nisei in the first place, so they, I mean... Maybe they can only go upwards.
I don't think these. Do you think this is a bad name?
I mean, they've made it out to be so far. Yeah. Have you read the article? It's terrible
about the racism. About the racism thing.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, fine. I mean, we're not editing this episode, so I'll just fucking lose all my rep. Do you actually like how much of that stuff are you like? Oh, I agree with it. Versus just like I understand what they're saying.
I think like I first saw this is Slack. Atomicrin posted this big thing about it, saying, like, Nisei, you gotta change your name. And at first I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But it stuck with me the way he said it. It's like, it's not their word to use. And at first I was like, well, what words are anyone's to use? But the more I thought about it, it really stuck with me for a while. Like, I thought about this a lot. And this was like months before this article came out. And I kept thinking about it once in a while. And like, it made more and more sense. And right now, I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah, Nisei, terrible. Good job changing your name.
I think about the harm that this is causing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like a utilitarian.
Yeah, which is zero, probably.
Okay, so then, but then it's like, I just feel like a lot, like, on the, like, there's this, like, meme where it's like, the right doesn't need to organize because the left is too good at beating themselves. And this is one of those things where, like, I feel like the left is really good at beating themselves up. It's like, is this name maybe a little fraught? Like, sure, I don't disagree with that. I think of the harm caused by this, mm-hmm. and I imagine it's low. You know, I think in the core damage, in the core damage case, I was a lot more sympathetic. Like, I also, personally, Eric Keelback personally, does not enjoy the change of core damage, brain damage to core damage. However, I thought the argument for changing brain damage to core damage was a lot more coherent because you had individual step forward who said, I was being harmed by this term, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just unaware, and I could be unaware that there are people of Japanese or East Asian descent who think of the term Nisei as offensive, you know? In my experience, I have friends who are East Asian, friends who are Japanese, who play Netrunner. It's never come up. I've never really seen it in the, like, it's not like people, like, the big thing is Jinteki is pretty kind. Jinteki as a faction is kind of racist.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And they're trying to get away from that. Like, they don't draw Japanese stuff for Jinteki anymore. They draw mammoths, which is sweet.
No, I agree with that. I think that's a good decision. So it's clear to me in the Jinteki case, it's like people feel like they're being harmed. And so then that makes sense to change because the cost is low to changing. I feel like in this case, it's like nobody fucking knew this. Like, no one, I just feel the amount of people who are like associating, oh yeah, like Nisei, that's like a slur or whatever, or like that's an offensive term. It wasn't, people weren't making that connection. And I just, maybe I'm out of line. Maybe there's a bunch of people who,
I think there was a bunch of people, because I heard about it, yeah, like months ago.
From one person, I know Atomicrin was beating the drum a lot on this.
Oh yeah, it's not one person, but like, surely it's more than one person.
To me, the cost of doing this is not
massive.
Zero.
Yeah, you're throwing out tons of branding. Yeah, SEO, which was not great, because if you Google Nisei, then you do come up with like a lot of second generation Japanese stuff. So they weren't doing great on that, but definitely like all the marketing they've done under the name, like just, not as impactful as it could have been.
And well, no, it's, I actually think it's worse than that. I think you have a fan run organization that basically almost entirely succeeds on word of mouth marketing because they don't have an advertising budget and they're not in game stores. And so the only way, you're getting the word out is through word of mouth. I mean, like, I just think of the fucking tragedy in some sense of this big blitz they did at the tournament at the conventions, PAX, and there was one in the UK.
Yeah,
where they promoted the game quite heavily, and it's like,
but it's not like people can't find it. Like you Google Netrunner fan reboot, and like first you'll get the big boys page because, you know, he thought about the name and he marketed it correctly. It's called Reboot, and then you'll probably get Nisei.
I don't think, for example, that there's going to be someone who's like was excited to play Netrunner and now is not going to play Netrunner because they're not called Nisei anymore. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's absurd. I think that a lot of marketing is not about like, it's just about having your name in the mind of people, and like, you know, that person might say, oh yeah, there's like this Project Nisei thing.
But look, maybe they're smarter than this. Maybe it's like, oh, we've done all this Nisei marketing. Boom, round two, fresh name, fresh marketing. Double the psychographics.
I guess it's like, you know, if in some sense the mission statement of Nisei is like, get as many people to play as Netrunner as possible or whatever, or like share this game that we love with people.
Yeah.
changing your name harms that a lot, in my view.
Yeah, I mean, on some level, I don't know if it harms. I just think your line might not go up as much.
Well, sure, but I just think it's like for people who are currently engaged with the game heavily, it doesn't. The name change doesn't matter. Like the name changes could affect me. I'm just saying. I think it's, and like in terms of the ethics and morals of changing the name, I'm ambivalent. Personally, I disagree, but I understand. Like it's their own decision. They want to make their own decision.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people who are in the third or fourth like outer rings of like Netrunner knowing about Netrunner, this probably makes it. Changing the name just straight up makes it harder because you have the Sharps and Down thing, which uses the term Project Nisei, the Polygon article, which uses the Project Nisei. I have people in my life who used to play Netrunner a long time ago or have always been casually interested, and I tried to explain to them why Nisei is changing the name, and basically the reaction I got was purely negative. Not because of like the politics of it, just because they were like, "Oh, that's fucking stupid," or like, "Oh,
it's mostly like why." But again,
why? I don't understand why.
I have hope for these people that they're like, think about it for a while, and then they're like, "Okay, yeah, it made sense," just like me.
I just think that the reasoning behind it is this sort of like, oh man, very progressive view that isn't shared by the majority of the population, and so it makes it harder to reach out to people. I don't know. I'm just.
But that's their thing. I support them in this. They take big swings, and that's what they do. If they feel like this is necessary, and I mean, they know the cost. They know that it was like a fucking terrible decision, marketing wise. Like, come on. But they thought it was a necessary change. Yeah. No one hears this, and they're like, "Oh, that's a great idea." You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the niece. So. You think that Nisei was like, this is a bad idea, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and I think some people in Nisei were like, no, we like have to do this. We know how shitty it's going to be, but it needs to be done. And then they did it. I'm sure there's some people in Nisei that still think it was a bad idea, but I think probably most of Nisei is on board now.
Yeah, I think, I think that's true of Nisei. Yeah, that makes sense to me. That's true of Nisei broadly. I mean, like, Nisei is, you know, it's not a hive mind, but yeah, people can disagree with it.
Yeah, and I think in terms of, you know, they want to make the most accessible thing ever, and this is part of it. And I mean, yes, it's more of a stretch than brain damage to core damage, for sure. But, I mean, it's what they do, and I respect them for it.
I thought the FAQ was really fucking funny.
I'll be honest, I didn't read the article.
So one of the FAQs is basically questions you might have. Also, like, it's this article is just really funny. This article ends with, we're excited to finally meet this popular community request. This is on the remaster.
Okay. Yeah, no, that is a great idea.
That is true. That is a popular thing. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Can I convince... So they have the FAQ, which is basically questions you might have. One of the questions is, can I convince you to keep using the name Nisei? What do you think the answer to this question is, Phil?
I'm going to say, they'll say no. Stop wasting your time.
It Oak literally play, is
flesh
just
and blood.
It's just no period.
Oh, there you go. That's maybe so they're funny. Learning not to engage with the shit. I just feel like, or whatever we're calling.
I don't, but I agree, like I don't disagree with a strategy of non-engagement. Don't say you're going to not engage.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they just said it. Are you going to consider a change? No. Like I mean, yeah, they could explain more, but like for what? Why use many word when few word do the trick?
Because it's like bad. It's a bad fucking look, is why. Because you shouldn't
tell. I don't think it looks that bad.
I think it's kind of shitty to be like, hey, yeah, no. I think it's like from a PR perspective, it's bad to come out and basically say, don't fucking talk to us about this.
I mean, people still do. Didn't work.
I know. That's what I know. I mean, it didn't work too. But that's why I'm saying is, so you basically got none of the benefit and all of the downside. People still fucking ask you to change your name, and you look like a shithead.
Yeah, but so okay, just, expanding on that would not have changed any of that.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying you should have said nothing and just told your staff internally, don't engage. Because that's what basic communication is. Like,
I think communication is the opposite of that, typically.
It's a bad look. I feel like I'm going crazy here. It's a bad look to like be like, hey, we're going to make a change, and also we're just not going to take any feedback. That's fine. I don't think they should have taken feedback on this. I agree. I think you shouldn't communicate that you're not going to take any feedback on this. There's a different,
fair. Like, offer the illusion of choice. Yeah.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, offer the illusion of choice. Like, it would have gone down much better. A bunch of people I saw were basically like, you telling us that you're not going to take feedback is shitty. I agree. Don't tell people. You can lie, Nisei. It's okay. People do it all the time. This is a lie that would have only helped you. And it would have helped the community to, like, swallow the pill. Because they were going to tell you that they were going to try and convince you to keep the name Nisei anyway. Like, this didn't, like, all that FAQ prompt did, in my view, was inflame things.
We can never publish this if you actually go into law. You can't be caught saying, you can lie, it's okay, people do it all the time.
I'm going to be one of the bad lawyers. Like, oh, okay. Bad in the sense for, like, society.
Yeah, but then you make a lot of money, so it's all right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought we were talking about APAC 20 minutes ago. And then let's go to Australia. Time zones are tough, but you made it work.
Yeah, I started playing at like fucking 10 p.m. Shit sucked.
Oh, yeah. Did this suck? What'd you think? Like, the big thing going into this one is, like, no one knew where the meta was. Possibly still true right now. It's very up in the air.
I don't think
people you've know. Solved the meta. You've cracked it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like, so what's it called?
I don't know.
Basically, like, I was going to play Adam.
Oh, yeah. Your undefeated Adam list. People love that.
That fits. Dude, I can't believe that got deck of the week. That shit's so funny. Especially because, so that Adam deck, like, it won a circuit opener.
Yeah.
It only played two games because I got a bye and then I won twice and it was a 3-round circuit opener.
It's the very essence of calling something undefeated is that you only played it once or twice and it was undefeated.
Yeah, it was just like, it was so funny to me that I got deck of the week. Yeah, so I used to play Adam and then like 3 days before Anarcho Mushroom, we were just chatting in the like itinerant protesters group. And they were like, I'll bet you I'll give you $100 if you make top 8 cut with Tagney.
I saw that, yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, okay. So then I had to learn how to play Tagney. It turns out Tagney's fucking busted, dude.
You made the value judgment. Yeah, $100 is more worth it than a better chance at winning the tournament.
I think the Tagney deck's better than Adam.
Oh, okay.
I just fucking love it. I mean, like, I didn't know it was good. I just think it's fucking sick. It's lit as hell.
Yeah, you have a long history with Tagney.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the best Tagney player still playing the game. I'll say it.
Damn, there we go.
I mean, like, I feel like who else plays as much Tagney as me? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's kind of my archetype.
Yeah, I believe it.
And so it's just like that deck's sick as fuck, dude. It's so sick. I was loving it, and then I had to play a corp deck, which sucks. I played outfit. It was, dude, my outfit deck was a pile. My outfit deck, like, so I did 7-3.
Yeah.
I won, and one of those was a 2-for-1. So I won 6 games of Zaya, and I won a single game of outfit.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You'll have to give me the Zaya list, because I haven't won a game of Netrunner since I played Heinzel.
Oh, really? Is it that bad out there?
I don't know how to play Netrunner anymore. Or, I mean, JNet Randos just got, like, really good for some reason. It's one of those.
And the cards. The cards are sick, right? The cards are...
They're so good. I still play. I just don't win.
Fair. Do you like playing... I think Midnight Sun's been a positive addition to the meta.
It's been fantastic. People love it. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. It's great. They did a good job.
Yeah, my meta is very excited to get their cards at Pub Runner tomorrow. Will
won a pack.
The person, Will, a.k.a. Sokka 234.
I don't want to say his username. I feel like it gives him power. You know,
well, we won't say it then.
I just think I'm kind of disappointed he won.
No, really?
Yeah, he's winning too much. It makes me look bad.
Well, I seem to recall another discussion we had. Me saying, is he possibly one of the greats? And you and Kenny being like, no, that's ridiculous.
See, this is why I don't want to have. This is why I'm fucking mad because now I have to look stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's probably the best Netrunner player right now.
I think so. He's like. He's ridiculously good.
Yeah, he's good. I just feel like he's better me now because he's going to law school. Like, I'm getting replaced.
Yeah, he's younger.
Yeah, he's cuter. Like, it's tough.
He just won APAC.
It's like, I feel like it's going to be that scene from Toy Story where the kid's like, I don't want to play with you anymore. And they drop me and they just pick up Will.
Yeah. Oh, that's so heartbreaking. Oh, I'm sorry, Eric.
I mean, Nah, it's okay. I'm washed up. I'm bad.
I thought you would internalize the washed up in this.
Do I think I'm washed up? Actually, no. I just think that I wish. I think if I had played a cult deck that was a real deck instead of a pile of 49 cards, I would have done better. Because I was playing out of my mind as Zaya.
Hmm. Yeah. Really good.
I mean, I'm probably gonna play it at Canadian Nationals. That deck's sick as fuck.
What would you have brought instead of a steaming pile of shit in hindsight?
Sports metal. I think I'm gonna pick up a few more wings on sports metal and just like
sports metal just get to wins.
Probably could have just made cut, like straight up.
Yeah.
100. I felt like actually my mental something I was proud about the tournament was I felt like my mental for the tournament was really good. That's something I've been working on recently.
Mm.
So I felt like my mental game was strong.
How do you focus on these online tournaments? Because I can't. Like, first few games, sure. After that, I'm like, oh, let's go fucking watch anime at the same time. And then I'm just...
I just feel like, how do I do it? I close all the tabs that aren't Jaina and my music.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I'm in between games, I open up all my tabs again.
Oh, okay. That's very diligent of you.
Good tips. Yeah, yeah. And then, like, I usually put, like, a song on. And then, like, this is, like, really fucking disturbed behavior, but I'll just listen to the same song on repeat for the whole tournament.
Oh, that's what I do, too, yeah.
Okay, cool.
At least we're the same.
I listened to a song off the Celeste soundtrack for, like, 7 hours.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one.
Yeah, this is good. I listened to Confronting Myself. It's really, really, really good. I like that song. Mm.
Yeah, good energy for Netrunner. I agree.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just felt like I had good mental, like I didn't smurf, which I was kind of happy about.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like the smurfing is like, it's not a good, it's not a behavior that comes from like a good faith place, you know?
That makes sense to me.
And so I just felt like, okay, having the confidence to just play as Whiteblade is kind of maybe like silly, but also like it felt good. It felt good to play. I went 2-2 at first, and I think my friends were all like, oh, like, you have strong mental for still playing, and, like, you're doing, like, that's really sucks. I was like, this is fine, you know? I felt good about it. I finished, like, I mean, I got ninth. Like, ninth isn't bad.
It's very good.
Ninth isn't bad. I felt like I just fucking got blown out by Mayfly in my first two court games.
it was unexpected.
I was actually thinking about you. I lost the flame out Mayfly.
Mm, I love a good, yeah, Mayfly, woo. Mm.
I don't know why, but they play themselves flame out. My brain was just like, there's no way they have a third Mayfly. And I was like, yeah,
surely not. The only good breaker in the deck. Was it Mayfly with a boat?
No, I don't even get that far. Hmm. And then I played against Pachiko, who was also on 3 Mayflies.
Oh, wow. Unexpected.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Is Mayfly meta right now? This is news to me.
Maybe. When you're playing a Wayland Rush deck, it's rough, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, and then so I got ninth. I played a tiebreaker. I lost a tiebreaker.
Tough.
Yeah, I think people were nice to me. And my friends were like, oh, you know, good job.
Well, I think people liked you before they listened to this episode.
You think I'm good? I think people are going to get mad at me for what I said about the name change stuff.
I feel like every episode people get mad at us. But we don't necessarily hear about it, so it's fine. So someone who didn't not make cut, Will. Talk about
what he played.
Yeah, or anything related to this, something Netrunner related.
Yeah, he played Latin R Plus. The R Plus is like a prison deck thing. It's actually kind of silly. It's basically just it has a Drago in the. This deck is honestly like if you look at it on paper, it looks like a pile, but it's actually fine.
Cutting Rashida's so wild.
Well, no, because Rashida, you don't need Rashida because it's like.
No, I get it, but like conventional wisdom is like, oh, Rashida's the best card in the game.
I feel like that's the difference. Like, that's not... Like, sure,
this is one of the many reasons he's better than me. Yes.
Oh, for sure. That's advanced deck building. It's like, you don't take Rashida for... You don't need to Rashida always. The Lat deck was something I'd seen played before. I knew that he was going to play Lat. I think this deck is super fucked up. It's busted. The Lat deck's fucked. It's like, I think Shape is basically ruining the game right now. I suspect that we'll see some sort of nerf before Worlds, which will prove me wrong about what I said last episode, so I'm just taking L's left and right.
Wait, won't it prove you right in your huge rant about how they shouldn't do it? And then you'll.
No, yeah, but I think they should. Okay. Shape of
Dex. I see. Now you're demanding the nerfs. Oh, great.
Yeah, demanding the nerfs. Shape of Dex fucked up, you know.
What are you banning Schaefer to bring it back down?
Five cards. I don't care. Let's ban Misdirection, Rezeki, SMC, Endurance, and a single ship all at once.
That'll do it, I think. Yeah.
That'll do it.
That'll put Schaefer back in their place.
Can I be honest for a second?
Go. Have you not been honest so far?
No, I'm just going to make people mad now.
Okay.
Schaefer is bad for the game. And when it's the best deck, it's fucked up. I'll say it. It's true. The last time when Schaefer was the best deck and the meta was good was fucking... I was still in high school. It was when fucking Prepaid Kate was a good deck.
Fucking okay. No. Haley was good too. Are you kidding me?
You tell me Lock Haley was fun? You had fun playing against Lock Haley in 2017? That was a good deck. Zach Khan Tapworm, that was fun? You had fun playing that, bud?
Honestly, it was okay.
That deck was oppressive. It's the same thing when, like, during the Boardman Gagarin meta of 2018. It's like, what's the best deck for that? Oh, it's Wu that, like, gets three Rezekis out by turn two, when it's like you just sit there and make money and like never run. Is that good for the game? That deck had to fucking get banned because of Surfer Lamb.
I think it's better for the game than like 419 with Corporate Grant, with Pad Taps, with Doofs, and with whatever other money draining card there was. That was the worst. That was the worst. No, this is like at least stuff is happening here.
No, no. The difference is that the Crim decks can be exploited by divergent win conditions. So all the criminal deck does is be very efficient at making money, right?
No, this one took away your money very efficiently. Because I'm bad, because I play low econ decks.
Well, okay, play fucking more copies of econ cards. We all know this is like basic deck building phase. But the criminal decks can be exploited, right? You can't exploit a good Shaper deck because it makes a fuck ton of money, has the best program tutoring in the game, and also gets to play every good tech card, because it has access to SMC. So Clot, Imp, now they have Stoneship Chart Room, which also protects them against Kill Combo. So you have a deck that makes the money of Criminal, has the best breakers, and has access to anti-Fast Advance tech and anti-Kill tech that they want to play anyway.
There's no SMC in this list.
There's no SMC in this deck, because guess why? Because the econ's so fucked up. You can be as controlling as you want, and you can just draw up cards and use Into the Depths, the two different programs, and fucking still win, because your econ's that messed up. And then, by the way, just in case you thought you were going to tax them out with ice, the Endurance also breaks all their ice for free. It's fucked up, dude. It's messed up. I love
that boat. That's so good.
I mean, I love the boat, too, but I just think it's like this deck is emblematic of why Shape of being really good is fucking bad for the health of the game.
I mean... because. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Look, I'll be surprised if another Shaper wins another Continental. I think this one just won because of who was piloting it.
Are you joking?
No.
I think if you look at the top... I think... five of the top eight of APAC were Shapers. I think it's actually only going to go up. The Lat deck's fucked up, dude. There's not a lot that can beat the Lat deck to start. The Lat deck has access to Stargate, which means that it has actually a decent shape. Like, so in this, the first reaction would be to play Sports Metal versus this, right? Mm-hmm, because you have access to Stargate, and you actually have a decent Sports Metal matchup. Hmm. So, no value deck can beat this. Will himself says that the Tag deck is bad versus the Lat deck. I mean, we've just reached a critical mass of really good Shaper cards. And it turns out a ball of econ plus access to every good program and tech card in the game is a really powerful runner. Will himself just said that he doesn't know what beats this. And I agree with him. I think this... And it's not about Lat. It's about fucking Wu. Or, like, Wu Reaver Shop is also really fucking busted. I would not be surprised if Shaper won two of the three Continentals and maybe won all three Continentals.
Fan of the hat trick. Let's go for it.
For sure. I just don't know what runner deck is on the same power. The only runner deck I think is close to the same power level as Lat is Adam.
And you love that Adam.
I mean, the Adam's good, but I just think that like the Shaper deck's fucked up, dude.
What about your sick-ass Tag Me deck?
The sick Tag Me deck is good, but most people are bad at playing Tag Me and they're too afraid to play it. Like, they're like, oh, what if I run into like Boom or something? I'm like, motherfucker, you just gotta play like a monster. Like, that's what I did. I played against an R+ deck in Swiss on stream, You think I was like, oh, I got to draw up. I got to find my obelisk. Fuck no. Docklands pass. Turn one. We're running HQ. Rip a boom out of the hand. Let's go. That's fucking real Netrunner. I don't want to, like, draw for kill protection, install Roseki, you know, sleep a bit. I want to feel alive while I'm playing Netrunner. So I think the Take Me deck is really good, but I don't think people are going to play it because they're too afraid.
Because they're cowards. Because they're shapers. Oh
yeah, the cowards, the fucking losers, the bad at Netrunner. They're like, they need the age of Shaper.
Oh, I love they need, it.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Okay.
I don't think Will's not gonna play Tag Me ever in his life. You know what I mean?
Like, Will's yeah, a very good what was his player. Previous deck? Like, yeah, sit back and snipe him with the max. Yeah, I can see that. He's very cautious. He's very calculating when he plays Netrunner. He's very good.
Yeah. Will's like, I love Will. Great guy, good Netrunner player. He's too much of a coward to play Tag Me in a high level tournament. That's just true.
Well, you know? Let's see what it brings to Intercontinentals.
He's not going to play Tag Me. I guarantee fucking to you. He will
tag
not.
Tag Me, Shaper. I will... Do it, Will. Do it.
Yeah, so those decks won. And then the sky started. Everyone was like, you know what the crazy thing about this, the APAC for me was?
What?
Runners are just turbo fucked right now. They're so busted. And okay. I feel like that's the opinion of, like, most high-level players.
And they want a better corp.
Yeah, and I think most people like, we need to find a way to make corps compete. Mm-hmm. And the first thing after APAC, everyone was like, oh my god, we have to ban Drago. Have you seen this R-plus deck? It can win games versus runners? That's illegal. Ban that shit. That was basically what people were saying.
Drago's really hard to play around. I agree. It's tough. I don't want to see Drago banned yet, but like, I'm watching that Drago.
What's wrong with Drago?
I hate getting tagged. I have so many expensive resources. I'm a bad shaper.
Good. Lose. You deserve to lose. I'm sorry. If you're playing a deck that can't deal with Drago, just like heads up, you deserve to lose the game. I'm sorry. You're playing a bad deck.
I'm telling you, I have been losing. So fucking good. My point.
I just think it's like the idea that as soon as like everyone's like, oh, corps need win cons, and then they actually put win cons, and everyone's like, no, not like this. Like fuck you, go fuck yourself. I just think that, let corps win games. Corps suck balls and dick right now. Like, what do you want? They're so bad. They're so dog shit. You can't build a value deck. There's like, I don't understand. Everyone, I thought a fucking JNet casual loved value decks, loved PD, loved Egg Infusion. You can't fucking play those decks because you get run over by Shaper, and everyone's like, whoa, we got a bad Drago first? Kill me! What are you talking about? Come on! You know?
I know.
Tough.
It is tough. And as I've explained previously, I don't know how to play Netrunner anymore, so I can't help you out with that, man.
You don't play Netrunner anymore?
No, I play Netrunner. I just don't. Win Netrunner anymore. It's different. Are you going to
Worlds?
Yeah.
Exciting. Oh really? You want to record a Shadow episode while
we're there? Can we do like a live one? Probably.
Oh, we could do a live Shadow episode?
Yeah, with like a crowd? I mean will come watch us, no, but like it'll be like no two one's... people. Look, Michael no come one's... see us. Michael come see us.
Who the fuck is gonna come to a live recording of the Shadow deck?
During Worlds? I don't know. Mike. That's where my money's on.
Just Mike. I love Mike so much because like, he is our. I feel like he's our number one fan, thick and thin. Like no matter what we say, he's just like, yeah, I like the shout out.
That's why he's gonna be there. You, me, him, some closet in the Marriott or whatever the hotel is. Let's do it.
I feel like it'd be fun to like interview random people.
Oh, that would be good. I don't know if we're the people to do that. I feel like
no, but not in a serious way. And I'm like, hey, like, what do you think is the you know,
whoa. Okay, so people know our faces. Oh no, they know your face because I thought maybe we could pretend to be each other, and I'll be like, "Oh, I'm Eric," and I'll interview first people off, as Eric, and you interview people as Phil. Look, I'll shave, and you grow a little goatee.
Okay.
No one.
I'd like to point out some systemic issues with the plan.
Go for
it. First being that, so I put, like, do I have to put on, like, a sort of, like, French accent or whatever?
Yes.
Because it's like, as soon as I'm like, I'm Phil, they're just going to be like, wait a second, you're Eric.
You mean this audio medium that they listen to, they'll be able to distinguish our voices? Unlikely, yeah. I say.
It's so fucking stupid.
I think we can pull it off. They'll never see it coming. Stupid.
Also, like, I don't know what it feels like to be bad at Netrunner. How could I get in the character?
What? So maybe I can give you my decks, and we'll just play a couple rounds, and you'll be like, what the fuck is happening? And y'all be like, exactly, exactly.
I feel like every once in a while you bring up that round one win you had against me.
I still hold on to that. Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Keeps me going on the tough days.
Yeah, that's what makes sense. Yeah, I think it's like the idea that we would go into a live episode of the ShadowNet is like nobody would fucking show up. Actually, if you listen to this and you're a ShadowNet listener and you're going to be at Worlds and you would be interested in doing some sort of like group public ShadowNet content, hit me up. Like say something in Slack or the Discord or like where I'm around. Like, paying attention. Maybe on the Reddit thread on the Netrunner subreddit. If you're interested in something like that, hit me up.
I, on the other hand, have blind faith in our audience, and yeah, you don't need to hit me up. I just know.
I think I'm going to run a trivia competition at Worlds, too.
Oh, that's fun. I do love Netrunner trivia.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to hammer out some details for that and publish something soon.
I love it. Okay, let's end this one. And tomorrow there'll be less scheduling conflicts.
Oh, can we hype up our guest for next episode?
Yeah, because it'll be tomorrow, and we'll publish it tomorrow. No,
well, we're just not editing. Time. We're just not editing this at all.
Yeah, zero, zero, zero.
Oh, great! I'll listen back to.
It's going out like right after we're done recording.
Perfect. I love that.
For you. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Can we clip? Yeah.
Okay. Hype the guest. Go for it.
No. It's fine.
No,
I'm not gonna hype the guest. Fuck you. You know, listen if you want to listen. We got a good guest. That's all I'm going to say. You want to do Canadian Politics Corner?
Yeah, okay.
Have you heard about this whole, like, oh, yeah, we have to close the hospitals in Ontario early?
It's happening here, too. Yeah.
It's
not
so bad.
The urgent care centers are closing early, which is different, apparently, than the emergency room. And I'm like, I didn't know there was a difference. I think abuse the healthcare system enough to know, I guess.
Is that what you describe my medical condition?
Yeah.
I think urgent care is like below emergency.
Which makes sense to me. I just didn't know that was an option, honestly.
It's like all emergencies are urgent, but not all urgents are emergencies.
Yeah. So like how do you judge in the moment if it's urgent or if it's an emergency? Very similar words to me.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You have to go to seek a medical professor. You probably go to urgent care and they upgrade you to emergency. Yeah, so basically, we're running out of nursing staff.
Yeah, it's like nurses don't want to work in a shitty job where they don't get paid.
It's awful. And the in Alberta, the contract is still suspended, isn't it?
Something like that. I don't know the fine details, but I just know, yeah. Instead, great idea. Let's hire privately contracted nurses. That will surely save us money in the long run.
It's like the solution is like, hey... It's like classic conservative, like, star of the beast mentality, right? Where it's
absolutely.
Hey, you know, we're going to cut services and then be like, wow, these services are so shit. We need to get private services in here. Like, fuck you. You know what I mean? I just hate it so much.
Me too. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
Did you know Ontarians didn't even know we had 4 glorious years of NDP rule in Alberta?
What does Ontarians mean in this context? Like all of Ontario didn't know?
Well, one specific Ontarian. I don't know if she needs to be shouted out. But
did Aaron not know?
Aaron did not know. She was like, oh, fucking Albertans. You don't even have a Liberal Party? And they're like, yeah, fuck the Libs.
Fuck the Libs, dude. Me too. That's really funny. Honestly, do you think that Notley has a chance in the next election?
I think so. It's going pretty Trumpy for the UCP leadership race that's coming up.
But do you think that's bad for them? I mean, Trump works.
Oh, I know. But does it work in Alberta? I fucking hope not.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw some posts from someone on Reddit that was like, man, Alberta gets such a bad rap, but like, there's more leftists in Alberta than like people know. Like, it's unfortunate that the rural areas give us such a bad name.
That's
like, motherfucker. I mean, it is true, but also, like, so, explain to me the electoral politics of Alberta, because it's like, if the NDP just won in Edmonton and Calgary, is there a possible way for the...
Oh, yeah, like, the rural areas, I think pretty much everywhere, are super overrepresented, right? Like, you can have an MP elected in Calgary that has, like, tens of thousands of votes, and then one in the fucking middle of nowhere, Northern Alberta, elected on, like, 200 votes. It's like huge discrepancy.
No, but I'm talking about the number of Reddicks. So like in Manitoba, for example, like you basically need to win the city to win, or like at least win the suburbs around the city to win the province.
In Alberta, yeah, if you win both cities like full on, then you'll win the whole province. But if the cities are like, you know, 75-25 and you win like all the rural ridings, it's looking bad.
That's crazy. So people in the city still vote for the UCP?
Some of them, yeah. Yeah. Because people are idiots. Okay.
Do you think Will is the member of the UCP?
Oh, you think it's time to throw Will under the bus? Yeah, probably. He probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Will's definitely a kind of gay member of the UCP. We'll put that in the next write-up.
That's why he's moving away to...
He was embezzling campaign funds, and now he's like, get out of the province. Yeah,
classic conservative. Oh my god, there's this guy on city council who's like, he lost his seat and he's just like the biggest shitbag conservative, and he went on this like running for charity spree for like a year, and he ran so many miles, like a real Forrest Gump moment, and it like enlightened him, and now he's like, oh, I can't believe I was like such a fuck you, man. You don't need to Forrest Gump to realize that in life.
Do you think there's room for reform?
In Alberta specifically? I have hope there is no room for reform, but there is room for a schism in the party yet again. That is my hope. Because you see, Jason Kenney came from Ontario to unite the two halves of the Conservative Party. And now that he's slowly drifting into retirement to probably some sort of conservative think tank. Yeah, hopefully the party's split again.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
You know, yeah, this is a good episode. Will, I know you don't listen to this, but we love you. You did a good job of winning APAC. You're crushing that thing.
Yeah, you're great. Even with the UCP membership.
Yeah, even with the UCP membership. We love you anyway. I'm going to be hanging out with Will a bunch once he goes to law school.
Yeah, sounds like a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's, we gotta record again tomorrow. This is killing me.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to being a podcaster.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, see you around. Have a good night. We don't have to talk about Netrunner if you don't want to talk about Netrunner.
I like Netrunner. I could talk about Netrunner.
I just feel like this is like the one, like this two times a year I can talk about Netrunner, which is Continental Season and Worlds.
Yeah, no, I'll allow it.